What a couple of weeks it has been. At least in the gaming industry. Especially if you're a fan of Xbox. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to 117 Gaming Squadron. I'm your Squadron Commander, Phil. And we are actually doing something different tonight. I thought I'd actually kind of video record this to show you what my game room looks like. And everything. This is actually only one part of it. So it's a constant growing collection, but still shows you I am a nerd at heart and a video game lover and collector. So I don't know if you guys have been actually been paying attention at all with the Xbox fiasco that's been going on for the last couple weeks, but rumors were circulating that Microsoft was going to go third party. They're just going to disband the Xbox brand. Stop making consoles, just completely be like, all exclusives are going to go to PlayStation and Switch, and all these other stuff are flying around, Starfield, Indiana Jones, Gears of War, all these franchises are suddenly just going to go over there, and it actually made so much noise that Microsoft, and actually Phil Spencer himself, responded saying, we hear you, and we are taking your feedback, we are looking into it, and then about probably 2 days later, they announced Xbox business update where they will talk about the future of Xbox. And so still the rumors were flying around thinking like, oh my god, future Xbox, that means Microsoft's gonna stop making consoles, they're gonna do this. And so we're gonna talk a little bit more about briefly about how the rumors and then what actually Microsoft actually said. So I'll give my opinion on the whole thing and everything. So let's get on with a little bit of the updates. So for to start off, I actually have been doing my Twitch channel for the past couple weeks. And if you guys haven't found out yet, just go to twitch.com or twitch.tv and search for 117 Gaming Squadron, and you should be able to find me. I think I've been doing at least 3 to 4 videos a week for at least 2 hours. And like right now, I've been making my way through Lies of P and playing more Tears of the Kingdom, trying to get all the bubble gems and side quests complete. So those have been the two games that have been bouncing back and forth between the two. I did complete Separate Ways, the expansion for Resident Evil 4 and everything, so that was really good. But yeah, come on over, follow, watch me play the games that I'll more than likely probably be talking about in the coming episodes and everything, and just say hi or see how I game. Watch me do good, don't do good, suck at it. I mean, But anyway, let's get on to the So I have right here, it's called For the Best. It is a West Coast style IPA from Black Stack Brewing. This will be the first time trying it. They are actually it's a 7%, so it's not bad, it's strong. Be interesting to see how it tastes. Being a West Coast IPA, I'm guessing it's going to be more citrusy and not as fruity as a hazy or New England IPA. So, let's see what happens. Doesn't smell bad. I mean, usually I try to get the smell and see what kind of hops, what kind of flavors you're probably going to taste. Definitely smell the hops, but really the malt, so. Alright. Let's take a little bit left in the can. Alright, let's see. So we got a good. Wow, this is a really good. It's really golden. Golden. Definitely filtered. Now I can smell more of the hops. Well, cheers. Wow. That first sip really kind of kicks you because of the strength of it being 7%. I mean, usually I drink commonly beers between 6.5% to like 7, but 7 or up, you know, depending on how it is, they could actually do a good job of hiding the alcohol or not, but I mean, actually, that second sip went down a lot smoother than the first one. It's always that initial taste that kind of gets your taste buds kicking. So, yep. First two sips are down, so not too bad. But that's Black Stack Brewery for their beer. All right, so one last thing to let you guys know that part of the reason why I'm also stream more on Twitch is the fact that I've actually signed up to this fundraiser called 30 Hours of Gaming, and it's actually a fundraiser where they're trying to get veterans and non-veterans to basically raise money. $200 is the minimum they'd like, but more is great. And it's basically for suicide awareness, because I think they said the average 7 or 8 veteran takes their own life each day. And so this program is to not only raise money to help prevent veteran suicide, but to build more awareness and everything. And so I have signed up for the second year in a row to participate. The first year I did it, I did not stream or anything. I just kind of played my game and basically checked in my numbers. But this time around, I wanted to do a little bit more community driven. So I started streaming on Twitch about it. And it not only is a good fundraiser for me, because that gives me a better excuse that, oh, I need to do my game and get my hours in, but this one actually hits close to home. I actually did have a fellow brother who served with me, did take his own life after our deployments. And so it's another reason why I want to be able to try to help my other brothers and sister veterans and stopping this from happening. So another reason for you guys to come on by and say hi. Okay. All right. Now let's get into the meat of this for the podcast. This is why you're all here. So I guess maybe if you guys aren't familiar or anything, I'll quickly run through a quick overview. So it was about 2 weeks ago, I think it started, maybe 3. There was a couple insiders and influencers were saying that Xbox will be releasing their exclusives on other consoles. And that kind of got the hype train going in terms of like, what are you talking about and everything. And so then the rumors start kind of getting more and more out there, I would say. Because then they start saying like, oh, they're going to release Sea of Thieves on PlayStation. They're going to release Hi-Fi Rush on the Switch. And then more rumors start flying around that, oh, no, it's also going to be Starfield. It's also going to be Indiana Jones. Hey, it's also going to be Gears of War. And then more people are saying that, oh, Xbox is actually going to abandon the console. They're going to stop making hardware and just strictly go third party. Because now that they have Activision Blizzard King under their command, they think that what's the point of us making hardware since we're losing the console war? Might as well just go third party and do it like that. Well, rumors started flying around so much that, like I mentioned earlier, Phil Spencer stepped in and everything. And so when I was reading through comments and everything about people's views, there are people that are like, yay, you know, I'm glad I can start playing Xbox games. Other people are like, hell no, this is stupid. I can't believe Microsoft would do this to us and everything. And so, but for my thoughts, I was like, there's no way Microsoft would suddenly just throw in the towel in the console war and be like, all right, PlayStation, you win, and basically cut off all the Xbox fan base at the knee and be like, Series X is our last console. You know, everything else is just going third party. You can play our games via on PlayStation, Switch, or stream. And so I was kind of nervous for a little bit thinking like, okay, is this really what's going to happen? Is this the end of the Xbox hardware and everything? Well, after the rumors kind of finally kept, I don't know, building up, finally came the day that the Xbox team, Phil Spencer, Sarah Bond, and Matt Booty got together and gave an update. It was about a 22, 23 minute podcast where they sat down with their host, who is actually the lady in charge of the official Xbox podcast. And it was basically just them literally just answering the question, just hashing it out, clearing the air and everything. So first thing that they talked about was, because originally they were going to do a like an update towards the end of the month, but since these rumors actually took off and were really getting out of hand, Microsoft felt they had to move it up sooner to basically address these, put these flames out and say, no, here's what's going on. So basically, someone on Reddit actually did a great job of basically summarizing kind of what happened at the podcast. So I'll go through a few of them just to kind of talk about it. But so they did talk about how Phil Spencer did jump out and say, yes, there are four games coming to other consoles. He did not say exactly which ones. He said two of them are community driven, by that more than likely probably is like online, and two of them were more smaller games that are not necessarily like console selling exclusive. So which makes sense why I could see Hi-Fi Rush moving over there, because that's a fun game that I think would do well on the Switch and everything. It's kind of one of those games that I think would do good on that hardware. But for Sea of Thieves over there, I don't think Sea of Thieves would run on Switch. It'd be very difficult, but anyway, so four games are coming. He did say, like, you know, that's not saying that all the games are coming out. He's just saying right now it's just four games and everything, so don't suddenly think like everything's going over there. And then the host actually asked a direct question saying, is it Starfield and Indiana Jones? And Phil said, no, Starfield or Indiana Jones are not going to other platforms. And so they basically said that the reason why they decided to do this is because they wanted to not only grow the Xbox fan base and get out there, but they also kind of saying they're keeping the Xbox long-term health in mind. And they figured that these games are also over a year old. He thinks they matured enough on the Xbox and PC that it's time for them to get a broader audience to keep that franchise going. And so if they can get more players to get interested in those games, there's a chance that a sequel could come out from it and they will continue supporting those games. So that was kind of one of the reasons why they did that too. And then one thing they did talk about was this is not going to change how exclusivity works. Xbox will still get its exclusives. They'll still get it first. And they'll still drop day one in Game Pass and everything. And which, to me, was why I've signed up to Game Pass, is because I actually enjoyed having all those first parties drop. I mean, I played Gears of 5 when it dropped the first day. Crackdown 3 when it dropped. And a few other games that actually dropped day one, like The Outer Wilds. No, wait, The Outer Worlds. Well, Sea of Thieves, of course. Halo Infinite, for sure. What other game did I play that's... Anyway, but yeah. No, wait. Yeah. So, to me, it was a good value to have that, because for me paying, what, $10 a month at the time, I was actually saving my money than going out and buying 60 other games that I may or may not like. So it gave me a chance to test them. And everything. So, another thing they talked about was how they did mention hardware. And by that, they did say that they are releasing new hardware this coming holiday season. They didn't say exactly what it was, but they said they're very excited to show it off. So be very curious to see what actually hardware it is. Is it actually just new controllers? Maybe new accessories for the console, like headphones? Is it actually a new refresh of a console? Like, are they refreshing the Series X to be thinner or more memory? But then also Sarah Bond actually did make the comment that they are investing in the next generation console, and that they're actually using technology that has never been seen before. And she said that would actually have a huge leap. Largest technological leap you have ever seen in hardware generation jump. So to me, that sounds like Microsoft is not only investing very heavily into it, but they are very ready to, you know, keep the fight going and everything. And so from the generation from PlayStation 4 to Xbox One to Series X and PlayStation 5, to me, I think the biggest technological leap was basically the solid-state drive, where they got rid of the mechanical hard drives and basically came up with their own solid state drive where loading times are pretty much eliminated. And to me, I think that has been a game changer in these systems, because playing games on these systems, that the developers are able to create more and do stuff at a faster rate than kind of like, all right, loading, offer more on screen, offer more changes, more detail and stuff. So to me, I think that was the biggest leap right there. And the technology and everything, not saying graphic wise, because of course the graphics too, but that was it. But I am curious now to what exactly it is, but I don't think we'll hear anything this year, even though they said they're going to have a June showcase to show off a lot of their games, maybe even that new hardware they're talking about for the holidays. As for the next console, probably not till at least 25, maybe 26. I think there's still a couple more years left in the Series X and PlayStation, so I don't think they want to give it up just yet, especially I feel like I just bought this thing with the supply chain shortage and everything. I just feel like I just got this console, and I'm like, I still haven't really tapped into its full potential and everything. One thing that was asked was the fact that, like, how is each generation going to change in terms of game preservation? Because we've started to see a lot of games not become compatible with systems moving in the future, or digital games being removed that you can't purchase anymore. And we know that Xbox has been more considerate and respectful of preserving games from different generations than Sony has and everything. And so they did say that they are going to continue to preserve and support the previous generation games like they're doing right now with either backwards compatibility or another way, where one thing I do enjoy about this is the fact that I can play not only my original Xbox game, but 360s on my Series X. And not only does it run, but with the Series X, it actually enhances it. So I can either play games that are in 4K, 60 frames per second for an original Xbox game, which makes that game a lot more enjoyable to play. Because, hey, 4K, 60 frames is a lot better than playing it back on 480p at 30 frames in that original Xbox where you're like, ooh. So, but I think it's good that, because each time one person, including myself, invests in that ecosystem, whether it's PlayStation, Nintendo, or Microsoft, like, I want to be able to know, like, what am I going to get out of? I'm spending $500 on a console. I hope I'm not just going to get, like, two or three games that make that console worth it. I want to be able to have multiple reasons for it. The fact that I can play my games, previous games on it, and they're working better than before. The fact that new games are coming out that actually run better on that system than they would if they're like streaming or something like that. So to me, I want to make that investment worth it, that I didn't just buy the console for that one game, because then it'll just sit there and collect dust while I'm playing my other system all the time. And so I'd like to try to give my console the love. But for my Switch, it is true, I mostly buy Nintendo games because that's the only time to play it. But Nintendo does release amazing games on the Switch that I want to play. There haven't really been any other third-party games that came on the Switch that I need to play that has not come out for the PlayStation or Xbox. So that's kind of the reason why I keep Nintendo systems, which I think a lot of reason why people get Nintendo systems. All right, so once this was all done, they did mention about Game Pass, about how Activision Blizzard games are now going to start to come to Game Pass starting this March 28th, which Diablo 4 is going to be the first one to drop, which I guess that's the reason why I held off on buying Diablo 4, was because I knew it was going to come to Game Pass, and now here we go and everything. And now here's my chance to give it a try, even though the reviews for it have been kind of mixed and everything. Some people love it, some people hate it, some people think it's okay, but with it being on Game Pass, hell, I'll give it a whirl and see how I enjoy it or not. All right. Well, so when I was after the business update was done, let some time for it to digest and went out in the community to see what people were saying. Majority of the people were actually happy for what Microsoft said. There's a lot of people that said, okay, they actually relieved me of my fears of all this stuff, and the fact that, yes, they are going to release some of their games on other consoles, but at the same time, they're still going to keep doing their exclusives and release them on the Xbox first. They are still going to support hardware. Not only are they going to support the Xbox Series X and S, but coming out with new hardware and new accessories. They're also talking about how they're investing into keeping preserving games and stuff like that. And they're talking about like play anywhere crossplay, whether you have it on your PC, Xbox, tablet, phone, the ability to pick up and play wherever you want and don't have to have a TV or anything in front of you. So to me, I was actually felt better after that. I really wish they did mention more Activision games coming to Game Pass. I was hoping for a few more than just that one. But I feel pretty good about it. I am kind of wondering now. We'll see what Sony does in response to this. I know they've been talking about their new president of PlayStation did say recently that he is going to start be more aggressive and multi-platform their games faster than previously. And by that, instead of waiting probably a year or two before they release their games on a PC, I think they're going to want to release a lot sooner. That way, it didn't like, you know, by the time they get on PC, it's like, well, that game's already over a year old. I've already seen it or I've already played it or, you know, stuff like that. So they also see that too. And one thing that Phil Spencer did say, he says, I can see in the next 5, maybe 10 years that the exclusivity to one platform is going to be a lot less and less, to the point where, yes, that game may have been developed by Sony, but you can buy it on the PlayStation or you can get it on the computer. Or like same thing with Microsoft. It's developed by Xbox, but you can also play it on these things too, where the fact that these games now can cost upwards of $500 million that for them to sell in one system to try to make that money back and then some is getting a lot more difficult and difficult, to the point where they do need to actually go multi-platform to make that money back, which makes sense in the business perspective. As for like a fan base and everything, where it comes down to like, I like Xbox, I like Nintendo, I like Microsoft, or I like Sony, I think that's going to have to kind of start going the way, because if I'm able to play my game on my system, you're able to play your game on your system, we can still play together. I guess we both win, right? So, but I will admit that it'd be very weird and difficult for me to maybe accept at first if I do see Halo on PlayStation or Gears of War on PlayStation, stuff like that. Just like it'd be weird to see God of War on Xbox or Uncharted on Xbox. So, but that's just me. I mean, when Sega left the hardware business and went third party, I thought, I was like, oh man. But then when I saw Sonic on Nintendo, I was like, eh. But then it finally grew on me. I was like, you know what? I'm still getting more Sonic games. And yeah, we are today. We're still getting more Sonic games. So maybe in the end it has a, you know, a happy ending. But all right, well, that's it for me. Kind of jabbering on about this business update, but I think it's actually going to be good. I have positive feelings for Xbox and everything, and you know, I'm excited, I'm glad that I own a Series X, and I will continue to support them as best as I can. I tell this all the time, a lot of my podcasts, that I am not one console like lover in terms of like, I love my PlayStation 5, I love my Switch, I love my Series X. I just love games, as you can see right here. Look at this, I got a lot of stuff. So, to me, I just love gaming. And whatever system I play it on, as long as I have a good experience and have fun and create memories with it, that's all I care about. So, but thank you for listening to this episode of 117 Gaming Squadron. Please like, subscribe, follow, all that wonderful stuff to allow my channel and podcast to grow. And while you're at it, why don't you come on over to Twitch? Go ahead and follow me and watch and see what games I've been playing and everything. So I will probably be streaming, like I said, 3 to 4 times a week. I'll try to do that. So as for what's terms of games, I mean, may try to stick with one. I may bounce around depending on how I feel, depending on what's happening. So, but yeah. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can go ahead and either talk to me when I'm streaming on Twitch, or you can go ahead and email me at 117gamingsquadron@gmail.com. And, what else? Oh, yeah, the beer. Can't forget about this guy. So, I mean, it's not a bad beer. There's definitely flavor there. It's, to me, I mean, it's not as hoppy as I thought it'd be for West Coast IPA. I was hoping for a lot more bitterness, but I mean, there is bitterness there that people who do not like these will probably not like it. But overall, it's a decent beer. If I was at a bar or something, they had this on tap, I would get it and everything. The only thing I would, I mean, for it being 7% alcohol, now I really don't taste it. So the first couple sips, man, I could get smacked in the face with that alcohol. Now I don't. So I think that's what happens after drinking about a third of it. You kind of get a little bit loose. But yeah. So this is Black Stacks Bia, and it's called For the Best. Maybe I'll get it again. I don't know. I know they have all the ones too to try, so if I do, it'll probably be down the road. But well, that's it for now. So until next time, take care, drink good beer, and continue to play video games. Cheers.